Now, let us talk about the perfected highest being bodies, or souls, who came to this planet purgatory to which all my explanations have referred. Well, at the beginning, when all the higher being parts arose and were perfected in beings up to the required sacred gradation of objective reason, that is to say, when in accordance with the lower bdellium of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok, the Kesjan body was formed in beings thanks to the second being food, and in accordance with the higher bdellium of the same sacred law, the third and highest being body was coated and perfected thanks to the third being food. Then these completely perfected highest being parts, after their separation from the lower being parts, were deemed worthy to be immediately united with the most holy prime source and began to fulfill the purpose divinely foreordained for them. And thus it continued right up to the time of that frightful cosmic event, which, as I have already told you, is now called the Chutboglitanical period. Before that common cosmic misfortune, all the highest being bodies that arose and were perfected in certain Tatarta cosmoses and in their first descendants were immediately united with the most holy protocosmos itself, because their common presence was still actualizing the results fully corresponding to it. Before this terrible cosmic event, the sacred Theomertmologos that issued from the Most Holy Son Absolute was still in a pure state, without any admixture of extraneously caused arisings, having their own subjective properties. And when this sacred Theomertmologos entered the spheres of those planets on which the sacred crystallizations arose, whose transformations through beings' apparatuses served for that coating and perfecting of higher being bodies, these latter acquired a presence exactly corresponding to the required conditions of existence in the sphere of the Most Holy Son Absolute. But after that common cosmic misfortune, on account of which the sacred Theomertmologos began to issue from the Most Holy Son Absolute with the admixture of subjective properties coming from extraneously caused arisings, from that time on, the sacred highest being bodies no longer had the possibility of corresponding to the required conditions of existence in the sphere of the Most Holy Prime Source. This admixture of extraneously caused arisings took place in the sacred Theomertmologos owing to the following, and I must add, unforeseen causes. When each perfected highest being body becomes an independent individual and acquires its own law of the sacred Triamazikamno, it begins to emanate in the same way as the Most Holy Son Absolute, but in miniature. And when a great many of these perfected independent sacred individuals had been assembled on the Most Holy Son Absolute, then, between the emanations of these sacred individuals and the atmosphere of the Most Holy Son Absolute, of what is called genio-triamazikamnian contact was established, which brought on this terrible misfortune for the perfected highest being parts of which I've just told you. To be sure, the action of the results of this genio-triamazikamnian contact soon became harmonized with the already existing action of our Most Holy Son Absolute. Nevertheless, from then on, the emanations of the sacred Theomertmologos were inevitably changed, and the first consequences of this disastrous contact eventually led to a change in the harmonious movement of many solar systems, thus producing a disharmony in the inner functioning of certain of their planets. It was just then that there broke away from the solar system Clartumeno, that famous planet with quite exceptional particularities, which exists alone in space, and at the present time this planet is called Remorse of Conscience. This Genio-Triamazicamnian contact consisted in this. In the atmosphere of the Most Holy Sun Absolute, unusual vibrations of diverse origin began to emanate, as I've already said, from these highest being bodies. And uniting with the emanations of the Most Holy Sun Absolute penetrated everywhere in the megalocosmos and reached certain planets on which highest being bodies were continuing to arise in beings. And these unusual vibrations began to be transformed and crystallized in the very core of the sacred Theomertma Logos, thus participating in the coding of the highest parts of these beings. And from that time on, these sacred arisings contained special properties in their presence due to the fact that certain manifestations of the other parts of the being in whom these sacred arisings were being coded began to enter and be assimilated in the composition of these higher parts, producing bizarre results which came to be called and are called today sins of the body of the soul. It was just on account of these bizarre results that these cosmic formations, even if perfected to the required gradation of objective reason, ceased to correspond in their common presence to the conditions of existence in the sphere of the most holy protocosmos, and from then on lost all possibility of being deemed worthy to unite themselves with it. Well then, as soon as the facts became known about the helpless position of these highest being bodies, who had become independent cosmic sacred individuals, perfected in reason, but whose presence no longer corresponded to the Most Holy Sun Absolute, our all-loving Creator, in his infinite justice and mercy, at once took all the corresponding measures demanded by this unforeseen and distressing phenomenon. This grievous phenomenon, indeed, placed these sacred individuals in a hopeless situation because they had no possibility, on account of these sins in their presence, of uniting with the bosom of the prime source of the great whole, yet, at the same time, having attained that gradation of the sacred scale of reason which subjects them to the second order cosmic law named Tetazender, they had lost the possibility of free existence on the surface of ordinary planets. Among the various divine measures undertaken was the issuance of his decree to choose the very best planet in the whole of our great megalocosmos, to adapt its surface in a special manner, and to reserve it for the further free existence of these highest being bodies that were perfected in reason, so that they might have all the possibilities of purifying themselves from the undesirable elements in their presence. It was then that for the first time this holy planet received the name of Purgatory, and its chief organization and government were undertaken at his own wish by our all-quarters maintainer, the great arch-cherub Helxametius, that same great Helxametius who, after the creation of the world, first merited the sacred enclade, that is, first attained that degree of reason, which is the highest that can be attained by an independent individual, whatever his nature, and which is the third degree below the absolute reason of our endlessness. Although this holy planet is indeed the very best in every respect, as you've seen for yourself, and everything on its surface is of such a quality that it is always perceived, as I've already said, isco lunisinnerly, in other words, as blissfully delightful, by each independent individual, yet for these perfected highest being bodies who exist there, this is of no account, since they are always deeply absorbed in their intense work of purifying themselves from those undesirable elements which have entered their presence for reasons totally foreign to their individuality. In the common presences of these unfortunate highest being bodies, perfected in reason to the ultimate limit attainable by higher cosmic individuals, there is one single datum which occasionally engenders in them the impulse of hope that they may at some time purify themselves and have the happiness of uniting with and becoming a particle of that greatness which our omnipotent, all-just, common Father endlessness actualizes for the welfare and happiness of everything existing in our megalocosmic space. Here it's interesting to note that almost all the three-brain beings arising on the various planets of our megalocosmos either know of or instinctively sense the existence of the holy planet Purgatory. It is only the three-brain beings on your planet who remain unaware of it. Or in any case, this has been true for most of those who arose just before the disaster to the continent of Atlantis, or since its disappearance. As soon as the three-brain beings of our megalocosmos, irrespective of exterior coating, acquire any degree of self-awareness, they begin to dream, consciously or instinctively, of going to that holy planet, so that later they may have the happiness of becoming a particle of that greatness with which sooner or later every essence is destined to blend. For the realization of these dreams of theirs, those three-brain beings who have attained a greater self-awareness always eagerly and even joyfully accept those unpleasantnesses to their presence coming from privations suffered by their planetary bodies during their ordinary being existence, because they understand perfectly and feel instinctively that their lower being body is, in their own sacred cosmic law of Triamasikamno, the inevitable source of denying manifestations of all kinds, and as such must always manifest itself negatively toward their affirming part. In other words, the manifestations of this lower part of theirs must necessarily always be opposed to what is required by their highest being part. Thus, every wish of the planetary body is taken as undesirable for the highest divine part that has to be coated and perfected, and that is why all the three-centered beings of our great megalocosmos constantly carry on a relentless struggle against the desires of their planetary bodies, so that through this disputo-Krialnian friction, as it is called, the sacred crystallizations should be formed in them for the arising and perfecting of this highest divine being part. In this constant struggle of theirs, the equilibrating, harmonizing principle is their second being body, which, in their own individual law of Triamasikamno, represents the neutralizing source, and therefore this second being part always remains indifferent to their mechanical manifestations. But during their active manifestations, it always tends, in accordance with the second order cosmic law of Urd Keplefata, to unite with those desires of which there are more, whether in one or the other of the two opposite being parts.